Keith Mayer from Microsoft. I'm an IT Pro Technical Evangelist at Microsoft. And this week we're here at TechEd North America 2013 in New Orleans. And I'm sitting here with one of my good friends, Ross Sorensen. Ross, you could go ahead and introduce yourself.
Yeah, I'm with Hewlett-Packard. I'm a Senior Solution Architect for the Microsoft Private Cloud Solution for our Center of Excellence with Inside HP.
Wow. So Ross, I'm sure that you're seeing a lot of interest from your customers around Windows Server 2012 and some of the advancements we have in that product around virtualization, networking, storage, and private cloud. What have your customers been saying around those? What areas are they really excited about?
Well, there's a number of things, especially around the Windows Server 2012 aspects, right? Ever since Windows Server 2012 came out and Hyper-V3 came out, it gives us a huge difference, especially in memory dynamics, densities. Right? Mm-hmm. So we can put more servers into a Hyper-V server. We can take advantage of that. A lot of the other aspects are around SMB3. The ability to utilize that with clusterware from the Windows Server 2012, and also the clustering features with inside of Windows Server 2012, which have been a lot of advancements around that too.
Sure. And from a virtualization standpoint, do you see more? I know a lot of the IT pros that I've talked to had traditionally been kind of hesitant towards virtualizing real heavy-duty mission-critical applications, but with the scalability improvements with Hyper-V and Server 2012, are you seeing more customers thinking about 100% or near 100% virtualization of their environments?
Yeah, so some of the things that we've seen thus far, right, especially when you start talking about a Microsoft-based application like SQL, what we'll see is, or what we've had experience with so far, is that we're seeing that the scalability and the performance is much better. And even being with HP, our smart cache solution also helps with that. That's the combination of HP and Microsoft solution so that you can take advantage of SSDs with inside of a Gen 8 server, as an example. So what we see is we'll have, like, for instance, a SQL database that's doing 500 transactions, maybe a 10 millisecond latency. And once we enable the smart cache utilizing the SSD, we'll see those transactions go to as many as 3,000 or plus, and our latency will drop down to about a millisecond.
Wow, and is that whether SQL is running physical or virtualized in those cases? Wow, really? So really neck and neck performance, regardless of whether it's virtualized or not. So from that standpoint, why wouldn't IT pros want to virtualize their whole environment when they can support those kinds of mission-critical applications?
Sure.
You had mentioned SMB3.0, the new version of our server message block protocol, and certainly there's been a lot of advances in that area in terms of kind of remotely presenting block storage as an alternative to like iSCSI or whatnot as a network protocol. What kinds of interesting things have you seen with SMB in terms of applications with perhaps System Center or whatnot there out there?
Yeah. Well, part of it has to do with the clustering piece. Initially, when we walk in and we're going to start working on some of the proof of concepts as an example, we may utilize the cluster and utilize SMB 3.0 shares.
Okay.
That gives us the ability to actually work and test and show how things work and also have the customer test his applications.
Gotcha.
Without actually having to cut into utilizing really expensive SAN disk, right?
Sure.
Spindles are expensive.
Yeah.
Some of the other things that we're seeing with it is, if you look at like System Center Configuration Manager, what we're seeing as well and what we're actually doing and implementing today is we'll build out a System Center 2012 SP1 on a Windows Server 2012, and all of our distribution points will also be Windows Server 2012 because of the replication traffic and the reduction or the speed at which we can get things to the client.
Gotcha. Wow, that's really interesting. I hadn't thought about it in terms of the context of Configuration Manager. That's an interesting application of that. And then from an HP and Microsoft joint perspective, I think there's a lot of solutions that HP offers to help accelerate the path that customers are taking to get towards more of a private cloud architecture.
Correct.
As well, right?
Correct.
Could you talk a little bit about?
So we actually have a couple of different things. One, we have our VS systems, which are the virtual systems.
Okay.
And those systems are actually pre-built with Microsoft's Private Cloud System Center. center built into it on HP hardware.
I see.
Some of the other opportunities that we have is that we do a consulting for our customers as well. So we'll walk in and we can do a 4 to 8 week analysis with them for for business case and cost justification and validation. We have a transitional experience workshop, and that's actually where we take directors of IT and decision makers, and we all sit down with in a room and work through all of the different things piece by piece. And it's about a half a day piece.
Wow.
And some of that that we do, what that does, it gives us also a roadmap for them for moving forward with private cloud. Because anytime that you put in any kind of these systems, one of the last things we want to do is just drop in the system, and because it's kind of like buying a rocket ship and parking it in the garage.
Right.
So that gives us a lot of help, and it helps them with a lot of the analysis work and determinations and requirements around it.
Okay, that's awesome. And I know there's been a lot of interest from IT pros in the differences that they should expect to gain by implementing a private cloud solution versus just a heavily virtualized environment. What kind of differences or advantages have you seen from customers that are going down that private cloud path?
Sure. So some of the things that we've seen thus far are that customers are looking for, first of all, most of the time when we walk into a customer and a business unit wants to explain their justification of what they're doing for and how much it costs, we'll see chargebacks. And there's no way to really pull that information out of a standard environment. So utilizing a private cloud, we can pull that chargeback information and at least show that to our customers.
Mm-hmm.
And that gives them the ability to justify the reasoning behind the cost of the sand,
gotcha.
The cost of doing that kind of business.
Be able to present it back to the various business units and try to get their buy-in.
Right.
Yeah.
And one of the other pieces that's been very big around the Windows Server 2012 piece, especially around multi-tenant. Multi-tenanting gives us the ability now, so when previously, every time that you have a development environment, it's to isolate it because developers have a tendency to, develop, and sometimes it doesn't go exactly as planned,
right.
And we
it's
can
like
take
down other components.
Yeah, and take down a couple of little things, and coming from Microsoft, you have no one. So basically, one of the things that we've always had to do is firewall those off and kept those isolated somehow,
sure.
But still have them to be able to get access to certain things. But with multi-tenanting, we can actually do that same thing in production without having to build out an entirely brand new network and utilizing the Hyper-V networking capabilities of actually isolating them off from the rest of the prod environment and still giving access to what we really need. We can literally create that dev environment today without having to build out a complete new solution.
That's an interesting use case of multi-tenancy. I know a lot of IT pros, when they hear multi-tenant, they think about hosting partners and colo data center facilities, where certainly multi-tenant is a big piece of being able to serve up those kinds of hosted solutions. But even in an enterprise environment, it sounds like there's some real relevant use cases for multi-tenancy as well that a private cloud can deliver on.
Absolutely.
How about the self-service aspects of private cloud? Are you seeing a lot of interest around that?
Actually, we have customers that are going to the Microsoft stack primarily for that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
We've had some customers that will, because the System Center 2012 can actually manage the VMware as well as Zen Server as well as Microsoft.
Sure.
We'll have customers that are actually utilizing both Hyper-V and VMware, and they're actually utilizing some of the templates that they had from VMware, and they're actually running that whole piece out of the app controller.
Wow.
And basically, that'll run SCVMM, which manages the whole thing.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Mm-hmm. Now, a little earlier, you had mentioned your VS platforms, your virtual system platforms, and those are kind of positioned as a more of a packaged private cloud offering,
correct.
Right? So,
correct.
If I understand correctly, they're like built out around the concept of scale units per on a rack by rack basis.
Exactly.
Can you talk a little bit about the kind of the architecture behind the VS units?
Sure. So our architecture is based on the Gen 8 servers, our new servers, which also we have plugins from the Insight Control, so that it actually has a lot of plugins for the SCVMM, SCOM, SCCM. We have several different plugins for all of those pieces, right?
Great.
So the Gen 8 can actually be monitored through SCOM with an agentless piece from that particular stack. Secondarily, we also have the three-par storage solution as well, so it's a complete HP solution. But a single rack can be a starter or can be all-encompassing. And if you have a need to expand that out or become scalable, we can add as many racks as you want, and the customer can grow systematically with as their needs increase.
So in a more complex data center environment, it sounds like you think of the racks individually. Within a rack, you could be scaling up or scaling out, and then if your needs go beyond that, introducing multiple racks and perhaps thinking about on a rack-by-rack basis, each rack representing like an upgrade or failure domain.
Sure.
And being able to balance your application components across the racks for increased resiliency, increased scalability, and whatnot. That's awesome. Okay. Well, great. That sounds like there's some really wonderful solutions, and it sounds like there's a lot of great interest from customers in Server 2012 and Private Cloud. And certainly appreciate your time today, Ross. Great meeting you. And thanks, everybody, for joining us here at TechEd North America in New Orleans. This is Keith Mayer signing off. Have a great rest of TechEd, everybody.